everyone. So all of you that were here for Lindsay's presentation heard a little bit about our center, the Center for the Study of Asian American Health, which we call CISA. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this project as well as two other projects within our center that are community health worker projects. I am the data manager within our center, and the objective today of this presentation is to inform you of changes in physical activity in three CHW interventions and how this change relates to changes in clinical outcomes. So first, I'll just give you a background of the projects, and then we'll look at some basic sociodemographic and clinical variables and some changes in exercise between baseline and follow-up, and then how these changes in exercise relate to certain clinical outcomes. And then we'll have some time for Q&A. I have no relationships to disclose. So Lindsay told you a little bit about CISA. We are the largest grant-funded institution that focuses on Asian American health disparities. We are a P60 grant-funded institution. We're located within the NYU School of Medicine and the Department of Population Health. And our work all of our work uses community-based participatory research, so I think this has already been talked about a little. This is just some of the fundamental principles. We really encourage collaboration with our community partners to help develop our interventions because it's really important to get the community involvement so that the people that we work with will trust us a little more. And I'm sure most of you are also familiar with community health workers. I won't go into detail on that. So our three projects, our Project Aspire, Project Dream Project, and Project Rice. Project Aspire is a four-month randomized control intervention in the Filipino community that deals with hypertension management. It has four educational sessions with four follow-up visits and also follow-up phone calls. The Dream Project, which you already heard a little about, is a six-month randomized control intervention with deals with diabetes management among Bangladeshis. There are five educational sessions, one of which the control group does get, as well as follow-up visits and phone calls. And Project Rice is a six-month randomized control trial that deals with diabetes prevention among Koreans and South Asians. I will only be presenting on Korean data because the South Asian, it's in the South Asian Sikh community. It's just begun, so we don't have enough information to share on that yet. That has six educational sessions, and they use follow-up phone calls. And all of these are within the New York City community. So all of our instruments are standardized across the three projects. And we use a lot of different survey tools that have been validated, National Diabetes Education Program, National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, the CDC, Johns Hopkins. So this just gives an example of how we might tailor a question within the three communities. So if we're asking about how often a participant ate bread, we want to make sure that we use a term that is culturally relevant. So we do this for a lot of our questions on the survey. And all of the survey tools have a lot of information. We collect nutrition, exercise, self-efficacy. It's a very long survey. A lot of the participants complain about the length of it. So our analysis today focuses on complete data between baseline and follow-up for the three interventions. So the follow-up is 6 months for the Bangladeshi community and the Korean community, and 4 months for the Filipino community. So there's 127 in the Bangladeshi, 197 in the Filipino, and 98 in the Korean. And mainly we'll be looking at physical activity, and I looked at it in a few different ways. So first, there's self-reported physical activity, which is if the participant exercised at all. Recommended weekly physical activity, which is a combination of vigorous and moderate. The vigorous is doubled and then added to moderate. We're looking for a total of 150 minutes per week based on current recommendations. And also directional change of physical activity. So just whether the participant increased physical activity between baseline and follow-up, or if it decreased or stayed the same. And also are looking at a few barriers to physical activity. And then we'll look at the associations between physical activity and clinical outcomes over time. So for the Bangladeshi and Korean community, we're focusing on weight. We could look at HbA1c and glucose, but these are measures that take a while to change, and we did see decreases in weight and within this time frame, which is great. And also blood pressure among the Filipino community, because this was a hypertension management intervention. So this is just some of the basic demographics of these populations. You can see that there are some similarities, but there's a lot of differences. So all of these individuals are foreign-born. The Korean community was a little bit older. This was just the community. This was the age range that we were able to enroll. I think that the older individuals had more time to give to the intervention, but we are working on trying to recruit more younger individuals. The Bangladeshis were more male than the other two groups, and Koreans also had lived in the U.S. for longer. The Filipinos had very high levels of education and also were more English proficient, and I think that just goes back to the home country in the Philippines. They do speak English there. They learn English when they're young. And the Bangladeshi community was the highest insured, and this is probably because it was based within clinics and hospitals, where the other two are more community-based. And just some baseline clinical values. The Filipino population had higher blood pressure, which is to be expected because this was a hypertension management intervention, and everyone that was recruited within this community did have hypertension or controlled blood pressure. The Bangladeshis definitely had higher BMIs. So physical activity. We see some differences at baseline. As Lindsay had mentioned, physical activity is very low among the Bangladeshi community, and we were able to increase that physical activity between baseline and follow-up, and it was significant for both groups. Physical activity was very high among the Filipino group, and then within the Korean, we saw a decrease among the control group, but an increase in the intervention. And again, this is just whether they exercised or not. This does not give the amount of exercise. And looking at recommended physical activity, we can see that it's still fairly high among the Filipinos. So they said they exercised. Most of them actually did do the recommended exercise. Within the Korean and Bangladeshi communities, it's a little bit lower. So a lot of them might have said, yes, I exercise, but it wasn't enough to meet the recommendations. But here, again, we do see differences between baseline and follow-up, and these differences are higher for the intervention group compared to the control group. And directional change, similar patterns. We see great change for the Bangladeshi intervention group and very poor change for the Korean control group. And for the most part, it's higher among the intervention group, the directional change. So more individuals in the intervention group are increasing their exercise. So this is just summing up some of the main findings. We did see that Bangladeshis had low levels of physical activity at baseline and greater increases among the intervention group. Filipinos had high levels of physical activity at baseline already, although they were able to increase over time. And the Korean control group was where we really did see a decrease. So just a few barriers. We just wanted to get ideas of why individuals might not be exercising. So motivation is often a factor for why people don't exercise. We did see decreases in this for every group, and definitely higher among the intervention group. We see significance for Bangladeshis and Filipinos. I need someone to exercise with, but I don't have one. Same sort of pattern here, significant for Bangladeshi and Korean, decrease among the intervention group. I don't have a safe place to exercise, which in New York is actually a pretty big thing because a lot of people live out in communities where there's not parks, there's not places to go exercise, so we wanted to see if this played a role in why individuals might not exercise. Among the Bangladeshis, it was the highest, as well. Koreans, a little high too. And we definitely see decreases among the intervention group, which is great. So this is what I find really interesting, looking at physical activity by the clinical values, because we want to see if physical activity is having a difference on the clinical outcomes. So looking at the mean weight change by change in physical activity. So first, we, within each sample, so this is among the Bangladeshis, separated by whether they increase their physical activity or whether they decrease their physical activity or there's no change, split that by the treatment arm, and then looked at the change in mean weight. So we can see that within the intervention group for physical activity change, whether they increased or decreased, we did see decreases in weight. And the control group that didn't exercise saw a little bit of an increase. So this is the kind of change we would expect. We do see the decrease too, though, in the group that decreased their physical activity. Looking among the Korean group, we see the only significant change in weight is among individuals in the intervention group that increase their physical activity. And the control group, we see for both, they either increased or didn't really see much of a change. So this is what we would hope to see. And among the Filipino group, we're looking at change in blood pressure. So this is systolic blood pressure. We see that for all four groups, blood pressure is decreasing, but the change is greater among the intervention group regardless of exercise. So it dropped 18 and 19 for the two intervention groups, while it was only 9.1 for the control group. And a similar change is seen for diastolic blood pressure. So just some main findings from our clinical outcomes. We did see significant decreases in weight for the Korean and Bangladeshi intervention groups and non-significant decreases in weight for those who didn't increase their physical activity. And the control group for the Korean and Bangladeshi saw little or no change in weight. Among Filipinos, we saw that intervention and control groups were both able to decrease their blood pressure, but it was greater for the intervention group regardless of whether they increased or decreased their physical activity. So just a little discussion. We see, I mean, within these three projects that CHW interventions are able to improve outcomes among Asian American populations in New York City. And we believe that culturally tailored CHW interventions can increase physical activity and improve clinical outcomes. And while we did show that some control group participants showed positive changes, they were not as great as those in the intervention group. So, I mean, it could be that even just being exposed, like, to one session for the Bangladeshis, they were motivated enough to start making some changes. And there are other areas, too, that they might have improved. Like, we don't look at nutrition here. The nutrition could also have an effect on decreases in weight or blood pressure. So there's other things we could look at to see if that might affect the change in the clinical outcomes. So some next steps, we do plan to look at the South Asian Sikh data from the diabetes prevention intervention, and we also plan to look at long-term follow-up data. Within the Filipino group, we also collect 8-month data where we actually see that that change in the control group is not as great anymore, so they're not able to manage their blood pressure for as long, whereas the intervention group continues to have that great decrease in blood pressure. We also want to look at some one-on-one qualitative data with the CHWs, it's only with the intervention group, I believe, but the follow-up phone calls and the follow-up visits, they take lots of notes. We want to see what role exercise plays within that data, and also publications. We have published on our three studies, the pilot studies, so feel free to do searches for those. We will hopefully be starting work on the full intervention soon. And I just want to acknowledge my co-authors and our grant funding. And if anyone has questions.